There have been a few reports recently highlighting just how stressed Americans were feeling about this year's election. A Townsend resident felt that vibe and decided to organize a square dance and potluck at Town Hall on election night, one floor above where the town clerk was running the polls and counting votes. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman checked out the dance and has this report.
Two hands.
The Windham County town of Townsend has been holding its elections at Town Hall since 1920. And as far as anyone can remember, this is the first time a square dance was held during election night. Eric Jacobs lives in Townsend, and he helped organize the dance and potluck dinner. Jacobs says he hasn't been to a square dance in at least 20 years, but that idea of facing your neighbor and taking a hand regardless of how that person voted made a lot of sense as everyone waited for results to come in.
When you're square dancing, you're forced to dance with everybody in the room, and that's kind of what this is about, right? It's about knowing your neighbor and being with your neighbor regardless of how they voted or who they voted for, and reminding each other that we can still dance together and show up and make a meal for each other and move forward.
Down on the first floor, town clerk Alenka Wilson said it was very busy, probably near a record turnout, she said. Vermont has some strict rules about polling places concerning where people can stand and how information can be shared at the polls. But Wilson says she fully supports the idea of having a live band and more than 100 people dancing on the floor above her office while running an election.
I did have people in town think it was a bad idea and would be distracting, but I just think it's just, I mean, it's joy and positivity and bringing people together, which is what we need, especially today, I think. So, yeah.
People started eating the potluck food at around 5:30, and the band started playing just before 7. People were trying to stay off their phones, and it was too early to look for any national polling numbers anyway. So Annie Landenberger was fine letting the event take over.
This, to me, is the only way that I can survive this night. And we're laughing, and we're dancing, and we're eating each other's food, and that's all that matters right now. Right? I mean, we may be going to hell in a handbasket tomorrow, but who knows, right? Okay, I've got to get my partner.
Get a partner.
I spoke to Democrats and Republicans, and no one wanted to stray too deeply into the politics of the evening. Everyone said they were anxious and worried about the direction their country was taking. I caught George Abraham of Jamaica walking out the door as he was heading into Brattleboro to a watch party.
But it gives me a sense of elation that we can all come together and have a really nice evening. There's no discussion about politics other than the great talk that the organizer gave when we started up. And it's just a whole ton of fun to be with the community. So I'm really happy to be here.
For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.